And joining us this morning from the Educational Service Center of Lorain County is their Director of Professional Development and Curriculum and Instruction. It's Maura Irwine. Good morning, Irwa. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning. Thanks, Craig, for letting me take an opportunity to talk about substitutes today.
Yeah. Where's the need for substitutes? Why is there such a need?
Oh, it's a huge crisis, and there's no substitute for good substitutes. Did you know that an entire year of a student's K-12 education is actually taught by a substitute? That's equivalent to 180 days of learning.
I didn't know that, but sometimes when my daughter will tell me, oh, you had a substitute, it's just someone there to monitor the class for a while. It doesn't always seem to be getting things done. How do they work the substitutes into the curriculum and place them where they're best used?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. We really pride ourselves in the training that we offer substitutes because oftentimes the substitutes were retired from a plant, a Ford plant, for instance, or maybe somebody who's a at-home mom or dad whose kids are in school and they just want to sub in there in the kids' classroom. They have a bachelor's degree. So let me tell you a story about my favorite substitute teacher. His name was Ted, and he was a retired Ford plant worker. His friends were egging him on to get out of the house and do something and said, why don't you just become a sub? So he signed up here at the ESC and did his fingerprinting and signed up through the Ohio Department of Ed for a substitute license. And then he came to a training. And he said, although he had a degree, he didn't have experience or training in education. So he participated in our training program, which he walked away with then knowing more about classroom management and teaching strategies, which is the key. That's the difference between a substitute who's sitting in there kind of babysitting or a substitute who's actually moving the learning forward. So Ted is exemplary in the substitutes that we've had come through our training. And so what our goal is to have more people sign up now because of the fingerprinting and the time it takes for the background checks. We want to have a pool of fantastic people ready to go for our districts, which we serve. And that would be Amherst, Avon, Columbia, Keystone, Midview, and our own detention home and Lorain County Academy.
Maura, do you keep a list, a pool perhaps of candidates who are out there when you start the year? Is that how that works?
Yeah, we do. We maintain a database, and we're actually moving to an online application system, which will hopefully allow our reach to recruit more thoroughly, as well as provide our districts with that ever-increasing pool. Because when they have teachers who go on family medical leave or something comes up, they need to be able to access somebody quickly in order for that learning to keep going. So the pool is constantly being drained. And so we need to keep filling that pool. So even though we're recruiting right now in the summer, we have a job opening all year long to recruit substitutes.
And just to be clear, candidates do not need a teaching certificate.
That is absolutely correct. Just a passion for sharing knowledge and having kids show what they're learning and being engaged in the learning environment in today's school. It's fantastic. So a bachelor's degree is what gets you started. And then, of course, if they want to become a substitute aide, that would just be a high school diploma or a GED. And then, of course, background checks, personal references, and an aid license through Ohio Department of Ed. And we also do training for substitutes here in order for them to become highly qualified and work in our districts, such as Lorain City or Columbia, where they get some federal funding.
Let's go a little deeper into that training. How much of a commitment do people have to make? How often does it happen? Things like that.
Well, if we get anybody interested over the summer, and perhaps even if they mention WEOL, we have some surprises for them, and we'll give them a free training on August 4th for classroom management and student engagement. It's with a national presenter, and it's absolutely free. That's full day. And then we would offer further trainings for them at half-a-day sessions, August 17th and October 14th. We always circulate our training so that we're constantly looking at what else we can do to make sure we're meeting the substitutes' needs so that they are doing the best job possible for our districts and our kids.
Do they have a preference, or can they make a preference of what grades they would substitute for if they're more comfortable with younger kids as opposed to teens, or is that up to just the district?
Yeah, they can. When they apply for their substitute license, they're going to be identifying whether or not they want to do early childhood, middle school, or high school. And so that's very specific. We'll help them out with all of those details on how to go about applying for that ODE license. But really, there's some very simple steps that they need to do if they're interested. And, you know, while you're waiting for the parade, you might just have decided that you're interested in becoming a sub. So they just need to go to our website at www.esclc.org and click on the substitute button on the left-hand side. It gives you five simple steps, registration form and fingerprinting, and then applying for their license through ODE, and then receiving that completed application. And then we message that out to all of our districts that we service, as well as the districts that are serviced by North Coast, which are Avon Lake, Clearview Early Learning Center out in the Keystone area, Firelands, Lorain City Schools, Vermilion, Wellington, and Sheffield Lake. So the bottom line, if folks are sitting there wondering, you know, what could I do to help my kids and help my school district, they could become a sub. We're even looking for substitute bus drivers, aides, and monitors as well.
There is no vacation for education, I guess, even in the summertime. So, Maura, what else is going on at the Educational Service Center?
Oh, we are so busy here. In fact, today we have teachers and evaluators here to be trained on the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System. We are offering science training for teachers coming up, 3 days worth of science training for high school, middle school, and elementary school teachers. And we just finished a full day of training for school counselors and their evaluators. So we are really busy here and hoping that everyone will check out our professional development on our calendar at our website, follow us on Facebook, and even tweet with us on our Twitter account at ESCLC_social.
Maura Irwin, Director of Professional Development, Curriculum, and Instruction for Educational Service Center of Lorain County. Thanks for joining us and getting the word out about the need for folks to help out the education in the county. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.